Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. TIFF, the Toronto International Film Festival, is back again with guns a-blazin' after a two-year hiatus. Yeah, TIFF didn't actually stop over the past 2 years. There were some great films online in 2020 and some in-person shows during last year's hybrid version. But very few people were in actual attendance. No celebs, no parties, no volunteers, no lineups, and no red carpets. When the anti-piracies pop up on your home screen, there was no crowd there to say, grrr. You couldn't turn to the stranger sitting beside you and ask, what did you think of the movie? It felt more like a simulacrum of a film festival than an actual event. Well, this year it's actually on again. They're sticking their toes in the water to see how it feels. It's called the TIFF Experience, whatever that is, and you can experience it right now if you go down to King Street West in Toronto between Peter and University Avenue. Even if you're not up to going indoors into cinemas yet, they're showing outdoor screenings of classic movies. There's great musicians on stage, free concerts, and in the past there have always been sponsors handing out free samples to munch on, performers, buskers, people dressed up as movie characters, fans wanting to photograph arriving celebrities, basically the whole kit and caboodle. This is pre-recorded, so I can't promise that's what's going on right now because it hasn't happened yet, but I can tell you it will be fun, and that's just on this weekend, so if you're in Toronto, you should drop by. But this week, I'm talking about two new movies playing at TIFF, both on Indigenous peoples in the two Antipodes. There's Throat Singing in the Far North and A New Telling of History in the Far, Far South. But first, here are a few TIFF movies I can't wait to see. Chevalier, directed by Stephen Williams, is about a little-known Guadeloupe-born composer in Paris during Mozart's era. I want to see it because it stars Kelvin Harrison Jr., one of the best new actors around, who creates an entirely new character in each movie he's in to the point where he's virtually unrecognizable. Steven Spielberg, has a world premiere at TIFF called The Fabelmans. It's his first autobiographical movie. And why do I want to see it? I'm just really curious to see what Spielberg did. Women Talking is based on a book by Miriam Taves about a Mennonite-type colony. It stars Rooney Mara, Claire Foy, Jesse Buckley, Sheila McCarthy, Frances McDormand. But I really want to see it because it's directed by Sarah Polley. The Kingdom Exodus is about a weird Danish hospital. It's a TV show. I don't review TV shows at TIFF. There's so many movies to actually see. And I know nothing about this one, but the reason I want to see it is because it's directed by Lars von Trier. And I watch anything he makes, no matter how painful the experience. And finally, I hope to catch The Hotel, about a bunch of Chinese people stranded in a hotel in Thailand during the 2020 Spring Festival, just as the pandemic lockdown hits. I want to see it because it's directed by Wang Xiaoshui, who is an underappreciated but skilled and thoughtful filmmaker that more people should know about. Ever Deadly, directed by Tanya Tagak and Chelsea McMullen. Tanya Tagak is an Inuit throat singer and performance artist from Nunavut. Ever Deadly documents a performance accompanied by musicians and singers. It's experimental, it's avant-garde music interspersed with stories and poems recited as part of the concert. Throat singing is a traditional Inuit art form, but she also experiments with it in a unique, highly sexual, sensual, visceral, animalistic, and at times even supernatural sounding voice. If you've seen her before, you know what I mean. The film is also about her family's history. Things like as well as the history in Canada. Her nomadic grandparents were forcibly relocated to a barren Arctic area with nowhere to hunt or fish in order to claim sovereignty of the land along the Northwest Passage. This is a Canadian government move. Chelsea McMullen, the director, also includes stunning scenes of the stark Arctic landscape, polar bears, migrating birds, aurora borealis, and not just the visuals, but also the sounds, like the unique squeaking crunch of walking on pebbles on a beach. Their vintage footage and photos contrasting lawmakers in Ottawa with Inuit kids gleefully eating bloody raw seal meat and grotesque, highly sexualized animated cartoon drawings. If you've never seen Tagaq perform, you'll know exactly what I mean and why you should see this. But if you haven't, I think it's time for you to experience it. We are still here. At the height of the British Empire, maps were colored pink on every continent, showing both the colonies and the so-called dominions, areas like Canada, Australia, New Zealand that were settled by Europeans who make up much of the populations. But these places weren't empty when the British arrived. This film rewrites the history of Australia, New Zealand, and the South Pacific as seen from an indigenous point of view. It's made by 8 filmmakers, 4 each from Australia and Aotearoa, and it consists of a number of scenes set in the past, present, and even the future. The first British ships appear on the horizon to a mother and daughter catching fish. A settler lost in the bush demands an Aboriginal guide show him the way back to town. A Maori village debates whether to go to war against settlers, ending in a haka war dance. And a soldier in the trenches of Gallipoli has an unusual conversation with his enemy, a Turkish soldier. There's also a dystopian view of the future and a number set in the present day, including a clandestine graffiti artist and a young protester. One of the most moving ones is about an ordinary guy, a tradesman, just trying to buy a bottle of wine from a grog shop, that means liquor store, who is stopped each time by an abusive cop because he's indigenous and it's Northern Territory, where apparently it's legal to routinely treat some people as second-class citizens. I shy away from reviewing short films because, well, they're too short and there are too many of them. I just can't possibly cover that many, but We Are Still Here functions as a feature film, telling all the stories, not as individual short films, but interwoven into a common, coherent thread, jumping back and forth between then and now. It's very nicely done and relevant, very moving, and made by Indigenous filmmakers. And it helps restore parts of history that have up to now been erased. We Are Still Here and Ever Deadly are 2 films playing at TIFF, and Festival Street will be open all weekend. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.